shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Respected viewers of Medination, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. In this program, we mention حمد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Nasheed Night of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Praising Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم and reciting the manaqib of awliya Allah, praising the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a good point in this program is we also try and explain the meaning in English language, what we recite in other languages, so that you can also understand what is being said. Be with us from start till end. There are a few segments in this program where we recite the kalam and we explain that, and we've got one couplet to give you which you will complete. We give you first line and you complete the second. And we've got another segment which is Qasida al-Burda, a couplet which we explain one couplet from Qasida al-Burda of Imam Bawsiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And I've got today Brother Ismail Attari with me. But before we start our segments, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As we're presenting this program, we make this intention, we'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will listen with focus, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Listening in Naat is one of the beautiful means to increase love for Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshallah, we've got Brother Ismail with us. He will recite in his melodious, beautiful voice, Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, we'll soothe our hearts with the love of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ismail bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal, how are you?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. Welcome to this program once again. Very pleased to have you once again. Inshallah, we listen kalams from you. The very first kalam regarding going to Hajj, going to Makkatul Mukarrama, and visiting Madinatul Nabi, inshallah. If you could start with that, inshallah.
Ya Rabbana irhamlana. Ya Rabbana irham lana. Ya Rabbana irham lana. Tere ghar ke pher lagata rahu main. Tere ghar ke pher lagata rahu main. Sada shahr Makkah mein aata rahu.
Yeah.
کر کے تو Rabbana, Ya Rabbana,
Irhamna.
Jhuki jin ke sajde ko mehrab Kaaba, jhuki jin ke sajde ko mehrab Kaaba, wahi dil adab se jhuka ta raho. ادب سے جھکاتا رہوں میں صدا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں یا ربنا ارحمنا یا ربنا ارحمنا یا ربنا ارحمنا تو شر
Respectfulness, this is a plea, a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the first line, Ya Rabbana irhamlana, this is the dua of rahmah, seeking rahmah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for mercy from the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And then the dua is made, Tere ghar ke phere lagata rahu main, sada shahre makkah mein aata rahu main. Oh Allah, may I go to Makkatul Mukarrama, Allahu Akbar. And time again, I come and go, I come and go, and I visit Makkatul Mukarrama. And may this happen forever. And then, Haram mein hazir huwa ban ke mujrim, ye labbaik nara lagata rahu main. When I go to Haram and I feel like a criminal has come, a sinner has come in your court, Ya Rab, and to ask for forgiveness. And may I raise this slogan, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. May I recite لبيك while being in your court, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal, and may this happen forever. میں لیتا رہوں بوسائے سنگ اسود یوں دل کی سیاہی مٹاتا رہوں میں. اللہ اکبر. When you kiss حجر اسود, right? سید عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he said to حجر اسود, that black stone, the dark stone there, right, which is from Jannah, and while kissing that stone said, I would not kiss you, and I'm kissing you because my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kissed you. So these were some of the words of Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And it is mentioned in narrations that it sucks the sins of the sinners, those they kiss this stone. Allahu Akbar. And respected viewers, inshaAllah azza wa jal, those they kiss Hajr Aswad, they follow the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is one of the means to get rid of your sins, to get remove your sins, right? To become pure, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And this is the barakah of this Hajr Aswad. And this is what poet is saying, May leta rahum bosae sange aswad. May I kiss this Hajr Aswad, this black stone. And this may this happen time and time again. Yun dil ki siyahi mitata rahum. And like this, the darkness of my heart gets removed by kissing this blessed stone. And then lipat kar gale lak ke main multazam se gunahun ke dhabbe mitata rahum. Allahu Akbar. There's a place called Multazam, okay, the door of the Kaaba, okay, near that. So then you just touch your body, your hands, and you shed tears at Multazam. Okay, subhanAllah. And you make dua there, touching the house of Kaaba, the door of the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, that very place. And you make dua, duas are accepted at Multazam. And this is what he's saying, may Allah call me again and again, time and time again, and I go and I hold the door of Kaaba, okay, at Multazam. I shed tears and I get my sins removed by doing this and asking duas in your court, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal. And then further it is mentioned, میں پیتا رہوں ہر گھڑی آب زمزم لگی اپنے دل کی بجھاتا رہوں میں. May I time and time again drink Zamzam water, and subhanAllah, this is how I can soothe my heart, I can comfort my heart, and this is metaphorical fire which is in my heart, and may this gets extinguished through drinking the Zamzam. Probably the poet is referring to the sins here too of this fire, and he wants to get this put off through the blessed Zamzam. This is a metaphorical sense of looking at it. And then further it is mentioned that ho maqbool haj hazri daimi mein pase haj madine ko jata rahu mein. May my haj is accepted and I go to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima after performing every haj. الہی تو ایسا مقدر عطا کر ہمیشہ ہی طیبہ میں آتا رہوں میں. Then he makes dua, Ya Allah, may I get such fortune, that such fate that I go Madinatul Nabi Taiba time and time again, again and again. And then further, ہے سید کی خواہش مدینے میں مر کر ہمیشہ ہی جنت کو پاتا رہوں میں. Subhanallah. And the Sayyid, he is a poet, he writes his pen name and he says, it is the desire of Sayyid, may I die in Medina and like this I get Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, respected viewers, probably this could refer to Jannatul Baqi also, right? That graveyard, once you get there, inshaAllah, you will be raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And inshaAllah, behind Rasulullah, we'll all go to Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ameen Bijahi Nabi Ameen. You're watching Nasheed Night. And inshaAllah, we will now take one segment, complete a couplet.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
And today's couplet is, Sarwar kahun ke malik ho, maula kahun tujhe. Sarwar kahun ke Malik ho, Mawla kahun tujhe. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, let's now include one more kalam in our program, and that is in Persian language. But this is wonderful kalam, inshallah. You will also listen a few of the couplets in Urdu language, and inshallah, I will translate that into English for you. So enjoy this wonderful kalam. It is such kalam, one of my favorite kalams, inshallah. When you listen, inshallah, it will soothe your hearts with the love of Mustafa Kareem, alayhi salatu wa taslim. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Tanam farsuda jaan para the hijra, ya Rasulullah.
Shabe furqat dhali bara je arma ya Rasulullah.
It says, O Allah's Messenger, my body has weakened and my soul has shattered due to separation. O Allah's Messenger, due to my sins, my heart is numb and strained towards destruction. Tanam farsuda jaan para ze hijra ya Rasulullah dilam bashmurda abara ze isya ya Rasulullah.
Tumhari yaad ka ghalba hamesha dil pe ho tari laga do ishq ki apne khuda na aisi chingari isi
Were you to pass by me, the poor one, the helpless, O Allah's Messenger, I would sacrifice my life upon the print of your blessed sandals. Chusuwe man guzar aari, mane miski zinadari, fidai nakshina laynat kunam jaan, ya Rasulullah.
Tumhari naat se hi hai karam ka silsila pe hum hai khwahish waqt-e aakhir jab nikalne wala ho ye dam zuba par jari ho namah رسول اللہ نمی گو یم کے مہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ.
By the drink of your love, my heart is chained to you. But, O Allah's Messenger, I do not claim that I hold mastery to truly praise you. Zijami hubbi to mastam, bazanji re to dil bastam, namigo yam ki man hastam, sukhanda ya Rasulullah.
Zikr da khesh hairanam, siya shud ro.
Have left me dazed, and due to my sins the days have darkened. I am regretful, I am remorseful, O Allah's Messenger, I am ashamed. Zikr de khaysh hayranam siyah shud roz isyanam pashimanam pashimanam pashima ya Rasulullah.
Sare mahashar پیش ہو جو درسیا کارا کہے بے ساختا جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم اے شفا
and spread them upon the sinners for intercession. O Allah's Messenger, do not deprive Jami of it on the day of resurrection. Chumbazuwe shafa'at ra kushai bar gunahgara makun mahroom jami ra dara ya Rasulullah.
Tanam farsuda japara zehra ya rasul allah dilam pajmurda awara zesiya ya rasul allah.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers, you were listening a kalam in three languages: Persian, Urdu and English, right? We tried to explain what did Maulana Jami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had written. And this is such a wonderful kalam, which is accepted kalam in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. It seems that, and when you recite this, you feel a different feeling. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we listen kalams of our pious predecessors, those they wrote full of devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this way we can increase love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And inshaAllah, now we will include another kalam in our program.
Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamso duha kar de. Munawwar meri aankhon ko شمس و دوحا کر دے غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلفے دوتا کر دے غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلفے دوتا کر دے جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے جہاں میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دے جہاں میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دے زمین کو آسماں کر دے سریا کو سرا کر دے زمین کو آسماں کر دے سریا کو سرا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے فضا میں اڑنے والے یوں نہ اترائے ندا کر دے فضا میں اڑنے والے یوں نہ اترائے ندا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے نبی سے جو ہو بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دے نبی سے جو ہو بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دے پدر مادر برادر ماں لو جان ان پر فدا کر دے پدر مادر برادر ماں لو جان ان پر فدا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور بلا کو جو میری خود گرفتار بلا کر دے بلا گرفتار بلا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے
Respectables, what a wonderful kalam. This is by Taj al-Sharia, Mufti Akhtar Raza Khan Al-Qadri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Now, here what he writes, Munawwar, meri aankhon ko mere shams-ul-duha kar de. غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلفے دوتا کر دے Grant the light to my eyes, my radiant late morning sun. as He wills. In the blistering heat of sorrows, shade me with His hair locks as He wills. Now, He is describing the beauty of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed face of Wadduha, subhanallah. This is what he is referring, this Shamsul Duha to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiant late morning sun. How bright that is. And this is the beauty of the face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's beautiful hair locks, the blessed hair of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, metaphorically is being depicted as the night. Allahu Akbar. Wal-layl. Now here he writes, ghamo ki dhoop mein wo saaya-e zulfe duta kar de. Now if I've got the blistering heat of sorrows in my life, if Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's hair make a shadow for me through the blessed hair, then this blistering heat will not do anything, because of the blessed hair of Rasulullah wasalam will give me a shade, meaning all the sorrows will be removed. This is metaphorical understanding in the poetry. This is being depicted, the face of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as the radiant late morning sun, whereas the zulf mubarak of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which will shade insha'Allah azza wa jal. And there is another couplet of Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala depicting the same kind of similar concept, but rather on the Day of Judgment. Ham siyah karo pe ya rab tapashe mahshar mein saya afgan hu tere pyare ke pyare gaisu. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is here. They have been praised by Aras of the Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan bin Rahmat Rahman. Oh Allah, on the Day of Judgment, we the sinners, when we will come, and that will be very scorching heat of the sun, at that very moment, may the blessed hair of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam shade us. And we are in the comfort under the shade of the blessed hair of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a metaphorical sense of seeking help through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hiba kar de, Nabi Mukhtar kul hain jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Here the ikhtiyar of Mustafa, the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is being described. It is the authority of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, the grant the kingdom of this world, or bestow a plentiful paradise to whomsoever he wishes he can grant. The Prophet has absolute authority, granting anything to anyone as he wills. No doubt, the Jannah belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the keys of the treasures to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, each and everything that has been created for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malik kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki ni'matein hain, unke khali haath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the ni'mas of the both worlds. He is owner of all the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Khaliq, and He has made Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the owner of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main to malik hi kahunga ki ho malik ki habib, yani mahbub wa muhib, main nahi mera tera. Now, when you look at this, then you understand the authority of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hiba kar de, Nabi Mukhtar kul hain jisko jo chahe ata kar de, jahan mein unki chalti hai wo dam mein kya se kya kar de, zameen ko aasman kar de, suraiya ko sara kar de. His is the command in the earth, what is beyond him, for just in a flash he can raise the earth to the heavens or bring down a star as he will, no doubt at all. This is the authority of Mustafa. Sitting on earth, he could see Jannah, subhanallah. And once he said, I wanted to bring the grapes, but I did not. Now he stretches his hand that reaches to Jannah, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the authority of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. And then further it is said, Nabi se jo ho begana use dil se juda kar de, bidar, madar, biradar, malo ja un par fida kar de. Now this is the actual essence of one's iman. If he does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent that he has got love of anything of this world more than Rasulullah, he is not a kamil believer. So discard from your heart the one who has no connection to the Prophet. So it is said that if anyone who has no love for Rasulullah, no connection with Rasulullah, so just remove that person from your heart. You shouldn't have any connection with anyone who doesn't have connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and sacrifice your father, mother, family, wealth and life upon him. That should be the essence of our iman. That's how a believer should be, that he should love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his parents, more than his children, more than his maal. And there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one cannot become kamil believer unless or until he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his parents, more than his children. And this is the summary of hadith. Anything in the world, unless or until a person does not love Rasulullah more than anything in this world, he cannot become a kamil believer. And this is what here is being said. And then further it is said, Mujhe kya fikr ho akhtar, mere yaver hai wo yaver, balao ko jo meri khud giriftare bala kar de. And why should you worry, O akhtar, for the one who is my supporter? Because the one who is my supporter will entangle my channels with mishaps of their own as he wills, right? Subhanallah, meaning he will remove all my troubles, and even troubles will be in trouble if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wills. This is the authority of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. What a wonderful kalam. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamsud duha kar de. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, now we will include one kalam in our program, which is Main Madine Chala, Main Madine Chala. Inshallah, milke padhte hain. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Main Madine chala, Main Madine chala, Main Madine chala, Main Madine chala, phir karam ho gaya, Main Madine chala, phir karam ho gaya, Main Madine chala. Blessed, and I'm going to Medina. I'm going to Medina. Phir karam ho gaya main Medine chala, main Medine chala, main Medine chala. Saqiya main pila, main Medine chala. Masto main khud bana.
Chala main Madine. اتنی جلدی ہے کیا میں مدینے چلا میں مدینے چلا میں مدینے چلا اے شجر اے حجر تم بھی شمس و قمر
Viewers, this is a beautiful kalam. Once you get good news that you're going to Medina, then how excited you become, subhanAllah, that you've got the permission to go to Medina, and then you get ready, and then you recite this kalam, subhanAllah. You get an amazing feeling. Main Madine chala, main Madine chala. I'm going to Medina. I'm being blessed again. I've been invited again. I've been called again. And then the poet is saying to the, ay shajar, ay hajar, tum bi shamso qamar. Oh, the stones, oh, the trees, oh, the sun, oh, the moon. Look at me, I'm going to Medina. Subhanallah. Kham ho gayi pusht falak istane zami se sun hum pe Medina hai wo rutba hai hamara. Subhanallah. This sky, it looks like it's bent now. The poet is saying why it is bent. It looks like it is bent horizon because the earth had told him, Allahu Akbar, that look, Medina is upon me. My status, my rutba is more than you because the Rawza of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is upon me. So the poet here is saying, subhanAllah, oh stones, oh trees, oh moon, oh sun, look at me, I'm blessed. How fortunate I am that I'm going to Medina Nabi. I'm going to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as Mazari Aqdas, subhanAllah. I'm going to present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then further he says, Mere gande qadam aur unka haram. I am not worthy of going there. I am sinful. My feet are full of sins. They are not worthy to touch that ground. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me that I am able to go and visit Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Shirfan wa Ta'zima. I pray that may this day also come, that I also go with my Shaykh-e Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, to Hajj, and I visit Makkatul Mukarrama, and then I see Medina through the eyes of my Shaykh-e Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. I visit Madinatul Nabi. And every murid, every disciple has this wish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to go time and time again Medina. And when we are going Medina, in excitement we recite, Ma Madine Salah. Inshallah, now we'll include one or more kalam in our program.
Sallallahu alayhi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayhi ya Habiballah. Ekaash tasawwur Da-da-da. Oh,
Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has written this beautiful kalam, اے کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اور یاد محمد کی میرے دل میں بسی ہو. So what a beautiful wish, what a great desire this is, that every time I just imagine Madinatul Nabi, Zadah Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. I picture Madinatul Nabi, and this is in my mind, in my thoughts. I am going around in the streets of Medina, in other words, and the remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remains in my heart. Subhanallah. And then further he says, Do soze bilal aqa mile dard razasa. Sarkar Ataish ke Ubay se Qarani ho. These three Ushaqar Mustafa, he writes the souls of Bilal, the pain of love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala and the pain of love which Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman had. And then he says, the love which Ubay se Qarani had, I can also have a bit of share from the love of these great pious predecessors and devotees of the Prophet. And then further he says, اے کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر پھر روتی ہوئی طیبہ کو بارات چلی ہو. If only I can also become the traveler of Medina. When I am going to Medina, may that very moment I'm shedding tears while going to Medina. The tears of remorse, the tears of regret, and the tears of happiness to go and meet Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. And then further, it is mentioned, اے کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے چوکھٹ پہ تیرے سر ہو میری روح چلی ہو. If only I die in Medina in a way that my head is at your doorstep, and at that very moment my soul departs. And then further it says, جس وقت نخیرین میری قبر میں آئیں اس وقت میرے لب پہ سجی نعت نبی ہو. What a great desire this is. The moment when Munkar and Nakir, the angels of the grave to take the exam of grave, when they come at that very moment, may I am reciting the mouth of yours, the praise of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then, Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae dawat-e-islami teri dhoom machi ho. Subhanallah, dua was made for dawat-e-islami. May you get such fame across the world that everyone, subhanallah, talks about you, o dawat-e-islami. And this dua, this kalam was written very, very long ago. Many years ago, and this is accepted, this dua is accepted in a way, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is across the globe, alhamdulillah. You will find the presence of Dawat Islami. You name any big city, any big country in the world, you will find the presence of Dawat Islami. Physically or digitally, alhamdulillah, you will see the presence of Dawat Islami and 10,000 plus centers Dawat Islami has established across the globe. You can imagine how this beautiful dua was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further it is said, Attar hamara hai sare hashr ise kaash daste shahe batha se hi chitthi mili ho. Now this is the desire on the day of judgment. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gives me a paper, and on that paper it is written, this attar is mine. Allahu Akbar, what a desire. Attar hamara hai sare hashr ise kaash. If only on the day of judgment, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam writes on a piece of paper that attar is mine. If I get that letter from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hands, what else I need? Allahu Akbar. May this istighasa, may this request and plea is accepted for us also. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night. Now inshaAllah we will include one segment, which is Qasida Burda, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Today we will be inshallah picking a couplet. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi' al karami. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, O vast in generosity. Imam Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, O Rabb of Mustafa, O Rabb of chosen one, your beloved, Balligh maqasidana, may all my desires, my wishes, lawful du'as and pleas, they are accepted when I'm asking in your court for the sake of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Now here look, Imam Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is presenting wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn that our pious predecessors, they used to make du'a through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For their own needs, for their own wishes, they would make Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is permissible to make du'a with wasila of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then further he makes repentance through the wasila of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. And pardon us what has gone or lost in generosity. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, balligh maqasidana, waghfir lana ma madha, ya wasi'al.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق.
You were watching Nasheed at night. We tried to include beautiful kalams in our program, and we also tried to explain. If any mistake has made, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, forgive all of us. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of Nasheed Night next week, same time, same channel. But before we leave, let's find out what was the right answer of the couplet to complete. And the couplet was, it should be on the screen too. Sarwar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe baaghe khaleel ka gule zaiba kahun tujhe. That's all for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, Nasheed's for the night.